Hey, deserving listeners, this episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So if you're listening to this, then you are a patron, and thank you so much for being a patron. This episode is an excerpt, one of the excerpts from the 11th anniversary show. Now, if you're one of those people who doesn't like rambly episodes, then I wouldn't recommend listening to this. But if you like that sort of thing, then listen. So enjoy.
Psychology in Seattle.
All right, so let's do Daddy.
Bye, Stacey.
Let's do Daddy's kinks.
I almost sprayed champagne all over your fancy fucking new equipment. I'm getting punchy.
Apparently. All right. So, first question, Berto.
I'm not going to do what everyone thinks I'm going to do, which is freak out.
Okay, there's a lot of questions.
All right, let's go.
There's 68 questions.
Oh, shit. There's not 69, though? That's surprising. Let's do it.
Okay, so the metric is never once, 2 to 3 times, 4 to 6 times, more than 6 times.
Okay. So, in my life?
I don't know.
Okay.
How many times have you had sex in the following settings or situations?
Okay.
In the same room where other people are sleeping.
Do they have to be asleep?
Well, that's what it says.
Okay.
Having sex with someone while they're not sleeping
doesn't
count.
No, no. I mean, like, other people that are not the ones involved.
I know.
Yeah. So, wait, is this, so it's a one is a never.
So, it's never or never. Or once, 2 to 3,
once,
4 to 6,
three,
6 or more.
4 to 6. 2 to 3.
In a guest room while visiting friends or family.
Guest rooms. Never.
Never?
I don't. In a guest. Oh, no, in a guest. Oh, yeah. All the time. Like, what's the max?
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, for some reason, I was thinking in the living room. Like, the guest living room.
Yeah. At a strip club, peep show, X-rated movie theater. At a strip club. Or peep show or X-rated movie theater?
The second one.
2 to 3?
Yeah, 2 to 3.
In a bathroom of a public place?
Never. Well, never. I'm a hypochondriac, man. I could catch, like, chlamydia just to keep the theme going. Just from looking at a bathroom.
In a bathroom at a friend, family member's house.
Although, time out. I do have a very fun story. With a couple of our current listeners, or at least one of our current listeners, in a bathroom. But it was not involving anything lascivious.
Let's stay on track. We got 68 questions.
All right, sorry.
At a club, a bar, or a movie theater.
Club, bar, or movie theater. Okay, so... Yeah, the second one. 2 to 3.
At a party.
The third category.
4 to 6.
4 to 6.
In a car.
2 to 3. Oh, actually, wait, no. 4 to 6. 4 to 6.
Outdoors in a public area.
2 to 3. No. 2 to 3.
Outdoors in a secluded area.
4 to 6.
All right. Okay. Bondage and sexual spanking. What is your view on bondage? I think it's great. To I'm neutral. To I think it's awful. And there's 1 to 5. So I think it's great is 1. 5 is I think it's awful. 3 is I'm neutral.
Okay. I think it's great only if it involves Lita tying me up. In every other case, I'm neutral.
Okay, so I'll say neutral. What is your view on sexual spanking that leaves light red marks?
I'm...
So this is you doing it
sure.
Or taking it?
I'm neutral.
Okay. What is your view on couples recording themselves having sex?
Oh, by all means. Like, let's do it.
I think it's great. What is your view on couples watching themselves in the mirror while having sex?
I think it's more than great. Is there a fourth level?
What is your view on role playing, cheerleader, football hero?
Oh man, like what's an 11 in this case? Like, let's go to 69 here.
Okay, same here. What is your view on threesomes?
Oh yeah, I think it's great. Well, I think it's great. Into the right circumstances.
I think it's great.
I've been told. Oh, sorry. I've been told to say it is great.
What is your view on sadomasochism?
Sadomasochism? I hardly knew her. I don't know.
Neutral or you think it's awful?
Not awful. It's like, is that the only gradation here?
Yeah.
And then I'm neutral at worst.
What's your view on having sex during menstruation?
Neutral.
OK. Okay. What's your view on anal sex?
Neutral.
What's your view on using toys, sex toys?
Great. Let's bring them on.
Okay.
How many real dolls can we cram into a pin needle?
Phone sex with a partner.
Yeah. Like, let's, what are we doing right now?
Swinging. what are we doing right now?
Well, I mean, swinging from a harness?
You know.
Swinging. Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as there's consent all around and
always,
everyone. Yeah,
that's the definition of swing.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your view on partners watching porn movies together?
What is my view on the sun coming up in the morning?
What's your view on oral sex?
What is my view of the sun coming in every morning?
What's your view on sexy lingerie?
Yeah, I mean, like, more. Like, my view is, like, I can only, we should all wear sexy lingerie for breakfast. That's my view.
Okay, this is multiple choice.
Okay.
Where do you like having sex when you're at home or at your partner's home? In bed, mostly in bed, sometimes in bed, sometimes different points, mostly in rooms other than the bedroom, anywhere the mood strikes, or I don't like having sex at all?
If we're talking about like full-on like intercourse, like I do like a surface. So like at least the bed is useful. If we're talking about other stuff, like anywhere that strikes your fancy.
Okay, I'll say mostly in bed. How often do you introduce something new into your sex life? What percentage?
In my mind?
It could count for anything, I suppose.
I guess not that frequently, I suppose. So, not frequently.
So, what percentage of the time?
10%. 20%. 20%.
What's your take on innovation, including something new in the bedroom?
Innovation. Huh?
Do you think it's a essential part or?
Oh, I see. To keep things kind of. Well, it's tricky, right? Because sometimes you kind of get in a groove and you want to kind of hit that groove like repeatedly to make sure that the groove stays groovy. But if the groove starts, you know, if you start skipping a little bit and like wow, meow, you know, then maybe you need a little innovation. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Do you think it's an essential part or do you think it's bad?
I don't think it's bad.
Do you think it's important?
I think it's important.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's important to get a little more champagne.
How important is sex in your life?
Oh.
I could hardly survive without it.
I can hardly survive without it. It has taken over my thoughts since the age of 9.
How do you feel about the act of sex? In general, I love having sex. Or in general, I find sex to be an enjoyable experience, or in general, I'm indifferent.
In general, I love having sex.
Okay. What is your experience with sexually explicit fantasies? I have vivid, many vivid, elaborate,
many
ever-changing.
VR, 3D, 4D. Are there more dimensions? How many dimensions can we go to here? Let's just go to like, dial it up.
Do you act out your sexual fantasies? I act out all my sexual fantasies. I act out many, some. Do you talk about your sexual fantasies with your partner? Talking about fantasies is one of my favorite activities.
One of my favorite activities.
I openly talk about my fantasies with my partner when it comes up.
One of my favorite activities.
All right. How do you feel about giving oral sex? Giving. I love it. I enjoy it. I'm okay with it. I don't really enjoy it. I don't enjoy it at all.
It is definitely enjoying. I enjoy it.
Yeah. How do you feel about receiving oral sex? I love it. I enjoy it. I'm okay with it.
Oh, wait. Sorry. The previous one would have been, I love it.
To give it.
Yes.
To receive it.
And then to receive it would be, I like it.
Enjoy
or
it?
Or I enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 36. Do you watch pornographic movies with your partners quite often? Often, sometimes, rarely?
Sometimes.
Never?
Sometimes.
Do you own or wear sexy lingerie or attire?
I'm wearing one right now.
I own such garments and use them. I own some and use them on occasion. I own some but don't use them. I own some but
I mean, like, me personally?
You.
Like, I wear...
Do
I wear.
You. I don't own any.
Just not wearing anything? No, I don't really. No, I guess not. Okay. Nipple clamps, do those?
Do you own any sex toys?
Yeah, sure. I mean...
Yes, I use them and thoroughly enjoy it. Yes,
well, I guess I don't own them. I've used them in my life with people.
Okay.
Like,
I have used them in the past, but I don't.
I have used them in the past.
But don't anymore?
Oh, sometimes.
Okay.
It's just, I don't, like,
There's no real category.
Yeah.
How do I feel about giving anal sex? I love it, enjoy it, okay with it, don't really enjoy it, don't enjoy it at all. I've never given anal sex.
I don't really enjoy it. Yeah.
I don't really enjoy it at all, or I don't really enjoy it?
I don't really enjoy it. Well, let me put it this way. If it gave a lot of enjoyment to my partner, then I would do it.
Let's check in with the listeners here. What are they?
Are there any listeners left? There are 69 watchers right now.
Are there? Seriously?
No, there's 65. It would have been perfect, though.
Let's see. I feel like no one's really commenting. Everyone's like suddenly got quiet.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a test, Jose.
The only thing they said is love how open you are, which is the nicest thing they could say under the circumstances.
This feels a lot more private than I was prepared for.
Oh, is it trigger alert? Yes.
Well, okay.
We need a safe space.
It's fine. If this is a
safe space.
Let's see.
I mean, I did ask ahead of time.
I'm calling the cops, someone says.
R-rated content for later
I
hours.
Feel like I need to get out more after listening to this. That's illegal. I'm shocked.
I am enjoying this conversation very much, says someone.
Okay. All right. Well,
piss after dark.
We've committed.
Yeah, we can't stop now. Hey, we didn't come here to stop.
You guys said you wanted it, by the way. How do you feel about receiving anal sex? I love it, enjoy it, I'm okay with it. I don't enjoy it at all. Yeah.
Someone says, my brother-in-law and I made our assholes kiss. That's a little intense. Okay. What was the question? Sorry.
How do you feel about receiving anal sex? Love it, enjoy it, okay with it, don't enjoy it at all.
I've never
received anal sex.
I have received a tantric massage in which the tantric practitioner did insert her finger down there, and I gotta tell you, it was not.
It was your idea to drink, by the way.
It was not my thing. It was not my thing.
So I don't enjoy it at all.
I don't enjoy it, yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about getting undressed while your sexual partner watches you? It's a turn on for me. It turns me on a little bit. I like it. It does nothing for me. I don't like it because I'm shy.
Which one?
It's a turn on for me. It turns me on.
Sorry, I missed the question. I'm so sorry.
How do you feel about getting undressed? How do you feel about getting undressed while your sexual partner watches you?
Oh, yeah.
It's a turn on for you. It turns you on a little bit.
I'm getting undressed or they're getting
undressed?
You're getting undressed.
I like it, but only because it gets him or her going. It does nothing for me.
If it's getting them going, I like it.
Okay.
If it's irrelevant to them, then I don't care.
How comfortable are you with sex in bright light or daylight? Completely comfortable? Fairly comfortable?
What's further right of completely comfortable?
Do you express your sexual pleasure with moans, groans, sighs, and other noises percentage of the time?
usually, whose idea was it to buy champagne? Usually, it's something like, meow. Although sometimes it's like, all right, yeah, I make some noises, but, you know, nothing crazy.
How many percentage?
Oh.
Of the time.
Of the time during the event. It's more towards the latter parts, and so maybe the last 10%. Maybe.
Okay. Do you talk to your partner in a sexually explicit way? Talking dirty is one of my favorite activities. Occasionally I talk dirty. I talk dirty with a partner, but it feels awkward.
Talk dirty to me.
Let's get through this, man.
Sorry, man. I talk dirty. I am a renowned text dirty talker. Like, I tell stories. I tell very elaborate, intricate.
So is it one of your favorite activities?
Yes.
Okay.
But over text.
Okay. Let's just keep it to that.
Okay.
What is your view on masturbation? It's okay when the person is single. It's okay.
All the time. Everything. Okay. All of the above.
It's for everyone. It's okay for everyone single and married.
Yeah.
How comfortable are you about your own masturbation?
All the time. I'm doing it right now.
I feel comfortable and with the okay. When you masturbate solo, how much effort and imagination do you put into it?
A lot of imagination.
Well, so like, do you do it in different places?
No. It's just imagination. Mental places. Mental things. Yeah.
Okay. Do you like to watch your partner masturbate? It's a turn on for you. It turns you on a little bit.
It turns me on a little bit.
Do you let your partner watch you masturbate? It's a turn on for me. It turns me on a little bit. I like it. It's a slight turn off for me. It's a major turn off for me.
It's not a turn off. I guess I'd say I like it, but I wish it was like a neutral category.
Okay. Yeah,
I like it, let's say.
All right. Do you navigate your partner either verbally or non-verbally around your body's hot spots? Oh.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Both.
Okay.
All of the above.
How many different sexual positions do you use during sex?
What is it? 29 positions on a one-night stand. How many positions on a sex?
One through six.
One through six. Oh, there's only six?
Six or more. Is
okay. Oh, I see. I mean, no, like just like maybe three or four, you know. Like
not Which one? Crazy. Three or four?
Oh, let's say four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you and your partner engage in role-playing games?
Yes.
Is it one of your favorite activities?
Yes.
Have you had sex during menstruation? On multiple occasions, several occasions, a few occasions? Once?
One. Like, at most a few occasions.
Okay.
I'm a hypochondriac. I can catch, like bonobo diseases and things.
Does the idea of giving or receiving spanking during intercourse turn you on?
With a lot of things, if my partner's into it, I will lick a lollipop. I will stick butter in my ass. I don't care. But if they're not, like, it's, you know.
13 more questions, people.
Okay.
Have you ever engaged in sexual spanking?
Angel, put her headphones on. Okay. What'd you say?
Have you ever engaged in sexual spanking? Multiple occasions, several occasions, a few occasions? Once.
Few occasions.
Have you and your partner ever watched yourselves in the mirror while having sex? Multiple occasions, several occasions, few occasions, once.
Multiple occasions.
Does the idea of you and your partner watching yourselves in the mirror while having sex turn you on? Yes. A little bit. Slight. Major.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Jose Early says, I put my robe and wizard hat on.
Does the idea of engaging in bondage during intercourse turn you on? Yes, it turns me on a little bit. Slight turn on, a major turn off.
Well, I wish there was a neutral. Like, I'm not turned off by it. Like, again, someone's like, I want to tie you up a little bit. Okay. I'm like, all right.
Have you ever engaged in bondage? Multiple, several, few, once?
Once.
Does the idea of engaging in phone sex with your partner turn you on? Yes, it's a turn on for me. It turns me on a little bit. It's a slight turn
off. Turns me on a little bit.
Okay. Does the idea of swinging turn you on? Yes, it's a turn on for me. It turns me on a little bit. It's a slight turn off for me.
It turns me on a little bit.
Have you ever practiced swinging on multiple occasions, several occasions, few occasions, once? No, but I would like to start. No, I wouldn't start.
Like swinging, define swinging.
So it's not polyamory.
Like you trade partners. Like you swap partners.
No, it's not necessarily swapping. It's it can be, but it's like consensual non-monogamy, often planned, sometimes not. But it's different from polyamory in that you're not necessarily engaging in like a – I mean, overlap.
Let's go with no.
Okay. It can overlap with
sure.
With polyamory. But yeah. Does the idea of engaging in a threesome turn you on? It's a turn on for me. It turns me on a little bit.
Me on a little bit.
Have you engaged in a threesome? Multiple occasions, several occasions, few, once, no.
What was the second category? Like, it's not one.
Several, few.
Few.
Does the idea of engaging in sadomasochism turn you on? I already know the answer. Have you ever practiced sadomasochism? I'll say. Does the idea of recording yourself during sex turn you on? Is it turn on? A little bit?
A little bit.
Have you ever recorded yourself having sex? Multiple, several, few, once?
A few times.
A few times. All right, that's the end.
And they're all online. They're in my YouTube channel.
Okay, we're at the end of the goddamn test.
Who needs a shower? Who needs like a Clorox rinse?
Okay, so out of 100.
Ooh, sorry.
Okay, so I'll throw it to the listeners. Out of 100, what rating? So 100 would be the most kinky person according to this test on Psychology Today. Zero would be the least.
Zero's least. 100's the most.
Take a guess. Whoever gets a guess right gets a pat on the back virtually. And then after we get some guesses from them.
Because you've graded me based on my answers.
Right.
Okay.
So people are guessing. And then Umberto, I'm going to have you guess after they give their answers.
All right.
150.
Wow, it's all over the place.
Jose's funny. I like him.
I like Jose's sense of humor.
Yeah. Someone was very close. 69.
Oh. He's a six, says Bron. Wow. Really? You're going to call your daddy a six? Come on.
Okay, I'm going to give it to... we have a tie for first place. Okay. So, Serenity and Dennis tied because... Or no, I guess Serenity got closer.
I thought you were going to tell me. Ask me.
Oh, okay.
Like, I didn't hear what you said.
Take a guess.
Because I'm reading.
Take a guess.
All right. Based on this test, I'm going to score probably a 50.
Close. 58.
58. Yes. Yeah. See, I'm right around the middle.
So... It says, your results indicate that you are comfortable experimenting sexually, but haven't explored a wide variety of options from the great palette of sex. That's kind of a funny way of putting it.
Okay.
You do have a creative nature, which keeps your sexual liaison satisfactorily spicy, but you aren't the most adventurous love bug on the planet.
Oh, jeez.
You seem to have discovered what pleases you and plan to stick with it. As long as you are sexually fulfilled, keep it up.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I need to be more adventurous, I guess.
Top 11 bucket list items. Birdo, go.
Okay, I gotta find my bucket lists.
Well, you can scratch off exposing your sexual proclivities to the entire internet.
Yes. I need to find, that. Okay, there we go. All right, number 11, finish my piano CD. One day, someday, after I've done everything else, that will be completed. Now my big thing is to finish my book, so. Number 10. Eat at a 3-Michelin-star place.
Oh.
Have you ever had a 3-Michelin-star place?
No.
All right. So it just seems like a thing you should try, you know, before you kick the can.
I actually don't like that.
Well, it doesn't have to be on your list, but,
yeah.
You know, we've determined I'm only half kinky, so, you know. Number 9. Sorry. Meet Mary Harron. Oh. The... director of American Psycho and partial scriptwriter. Mm. I mean, right? Because I could meet Bret Easton Ellis, but I want to actually talk to her because that's one of my favorite movies.
We should have her on the podcast.
God damn, I'm going to make that happen. All right. Number 8, watch certain classics like Apocalypse Now. I don't want to name all the classics I haven't watched because I'm so embarrassed about it. But Apocalypse Now is one of my... guilts.
You could do without it. What's another classic?
But I need to say I've watched it. No, I don't. I can't. It'll out me. You know?
I feel like you've seen a lot of the classics.
I'm in the closet about a few things. I'm in the closet about the classics. Number 7, I guess this will out me a little bit. Watch Casablanca. was it this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship?
That's a good movie.
I hear it's amazing. I think it was Chong's favorite movie for a long time, if not still. Hey, hi, Chong. You're not watching, but you should have been if you were a true friend. No, just kidding. Number 6.
Have you ever seen Citizen Kane, like Jose?
Yes, I have, finally, a few years ago, which I watched it since I was a kid. Number 6, visit Abbey Road.
Mm.
Now, the thing is, I don't mean the road. I mean the studio.
Right.
I go inside the studio. That would be, see the room, see the, I'm sure it's changed, but still. Number 5, buy an EMI Red preamp. They're pricey, but they're these, Chandler makes these amazing recreations. And they actually have a mic that has a preamp built in.
Hmm.
I might do it. Number 4, buy a Gibson SG. I've always wanted a Gibson SG.
Really?
You know, I have, The Who, what's our boy in The Who? My boy, because apparently you hate them.
Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend plays. Number 3.
Well, he plays a lot of guitars.
Yeah, but one of his iconic ones. Take a year off.
Hmm.
Off. Just go.
That's a good bucket list item.
Yeah, right? Oh. Even if I'm 99, I just want to go for a year.
That's good.
Yeah.
I want that one.
Number 2. Make or drink the perfect piña colada. Now, here's the thing. This is one of those things where...
if you made it, wouldn't you drink it?
Yeah, of course. But the thing is, I was a teenager, and I was on a trip with my parents, and we stopped at a place. And for the life of me, I no longer can remember, was it Yahats Was it in Victoria? Was it in on the way to like the Washington coast? Was it in Seattle? Where was this place? Because the thing is, we were sitting there, and you know, usually the parents would sit by themselves, and all us kids would get relegated to our own tables. So I was sitting with my friend Paul, and then my brother and his friend Mark, which now Mark is one of our listeners, by the way.
Oh.
Mark loves the podcast. Shout out to Mark if you hear this. Okay. But anyways, we're sitting there, and I am probably 16 at the time. And the waitress comes by, and she's not within earshot of my parents. So I, just to try to be funny, order a pina colada. But they brought me the pina colada. They just brought it to me. And I got to tell you, man, this was the creamiest, froziest, piñaiest, coconuttiest thing I ever tasted or ever since. And I was, oh my God, this is flawless. And ever since, I've been on the hunt for the perfect pina colada.
Wow.
And I never remembered what place that was, and I've never found it. So I got to do it. I even thought of opening my own pina colada store.
Hmm.
If you like pina coladas, choom, 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 getting kinky in the rain, boom, boom, boom. If you like making love at midnight,
in front of the mirror.
In front of the mirror, tied up. Number one, can you guess my bucket list item? I'll give you a hint. It involves meeting someone.
Hmm. Paul McCartney?
Yes! Paul, meet Paul. Thank you. Very good. Meet Paul.
Good.
That's it.
All right. Mine. Number 11 is go to Mardi Gras and have a thing. So I actually had a really hard time with this list because I don't think like bucket list, because if I want something, I either do it, or if I can't do it, I tend not to think about it. I tend to think about like what's attainable soon, you know? Mm. I don't tend to like pine for things. Like,
sure.
Oh, I wish I...
Yeah, so, I actually had a problem because of that same thing.
Yeah. I mean, certainly there are things I would enjoy doing.
Yeah.
But the other thing is since I've been a teenager, I've been very much aware of the fact that I'm going to be dead one day.
It's funny how you said that, because it almost sounded like... Because since I've been a podcaster, right? You said, since I've been a teenager, almost as if you just became a teenager.
Right. That I have purposely not lived my life mentally worrying about the future and regretting things. And so I either say to myself, like if I ever do have a bucket list item that pops in my head, like, oh, I either say, okay, let's do it. Or I say, let go of it, because you could be dead tomorrow and you don't want to either do it.
Or get off the pot.
Right. Like don't always wish that you could do this one thing that you always wanted to do. And that's pretty much like a daily thing for me. Like I don't check. That's like every day that's always the way I think.
It's a motto for you.
Yeah. Or just a habit. And so for me to come up with a bucket list, I have to invent things essentially that just don't really fit right. But anyway,
it's like my motto is different. My motto is better kink in hand than two in the butt. But what is your list?
So I have a bunch of things at the bottom of the list that are just like, I kept saying, I guess, like Mardi Gras, I guess, which is like, then I said, seeing the Northern Lights.
Oh,
which would be cool. But I'm not going to hate if I don't finish my grief book, I guess. Go on a cheesy cruise. Cause I don't know. It just seems kind of funny.
Like one of those big ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have the perfect podcasting studio, I guess. Playing Smashing Pumpkins Gish really well, I guess. Having the perfect house, I guess. I gave up on that one a long time ago. Being healthy.
Are these runners up or like honorable mentions?
No, these are top
list. Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Because you're guests on everything.
Yeah, living healthier is something I want to do. I want to exercise more, eat better. So then we're getting into things I think I actually want to do, like. Number three is go to Italy. I loved Greece. I loved France. And now I feel like got to go to Italy. I love Roman history.
We should try to pair up on that, actually. We should talk.
Yeah.
Talk
and Stacy actually worked as a model in Italy for a long time as a teenager and knows it really well.
I think I saw one of her statues.
I also want to go to Vienna, Ireland, Scotland, Liverpool. You've been to Liverpool, right?
Oh, don't get me started. That was a magical experience.
Yeah. I want to go to India, Cairo, Turkey, Hong Kong, New Zealand. Number three is family stuff. Like, I want to finish interviewing my parents. I've been making like a amateur documentary about my parents over the past number of months or years, and I want to finish that. That's kind of a bucket list item. And number one is...
Wait, that was number two.
That was number two.
You said number three. Okay, number two.
Number three is travel to Italy.
Right.
Two is family stuff. Finish the
number
stuff.
One.
Number one is exhaust all possible topics on the podcast.
Nice. I like it because it ties in well earlier when you were like, when you're like in your 105 and you're like, well, 150. Let's say 150 and you're like, God damn it, I need to still record that one more episode because that was your bucket list.
Right.
Thanks, guys. This was so much fun.
You've been there okay, who's been there the entire time?
Who has been here the entire freaking time? Because that is...
Desdemona, you've been there the entire time.
I have. Alex, Karen, Mess, Rachel, me.
Karen.
Mary. We've had a lot of longtime listeners.
I feel like I recognize a lot of these people.
Yeah, I feel like I've been talking to the same people.
Wait, name all the names again. Karen.
Go Vegan, guys. All 11 hours. Marie, yeah.
Are there two Maries or?
No, same Marie. Yeah. Emily Almost. Almost only counts in, what was the thing? In curling?
Horseshoes.
Almost only counts in horseshoes. Yeah, just about. You guys went all over with me, Daddy. Oh, no, with me today. Sorry. Got the daddy. Oh, my God. We gotta.
All right, Berto.
And that does it for this show.
Wait, are we at the end?
We are at the end.
All right, that does it for that.
T-minus 1 minute.
11-hour straight episode of Psychology in Seattle. We'll see you in your ear holes.
We will see you in your ear holes.
Thank you for joining us for this marathon. Please take care of yourself because...
You really, really deserve it after this whole time.